The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
Geelong will still be okay next year, but then I'd be staggered.
What will you do if Geelong played preliminary final or beyond next year?
I will get Chris Scott's face tattooed on my doot.
All right.
If Geelong win the premiership next year.
No. That's not what I said. I said if they got to a preliminary final.
No, not buying that one. They could fall into a prelim and they play against a team that gets 17 injuries the week before. They're not winning the flag.
So if Geelong win the premiership next year, Ben Casanelia will have Chris Scott's face tattooed on his backside.
Yeah.
You're comfortable with that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
September 23, 2021, Cat Attack Podcast. That was Ben Casanelia. Welcome to the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. Usually it's the voice of Ben Casanelia opening the show, but Tom King with you and with Ben Casanelia. Cass, we are on Grand Final Eve. Welcome to the Grand Final Eve Podcast. You didn't think we'd be doing a Grand Final Eve podcast 12 months ago, and it is 12 months to the day since you made that infamous statement where if Geelong wins a premiership, Chris Scott's face is going on your backside.
And King, I've said a lot of really silly things across the journey, and that clearly is right up there with them. I didn't think the Cats would be winning the premiership. No, I don't think I was Robinson Crusoe.
No, you weren't.
That must have been done in the week following
after
the prelim debacle.
Yep.
So I was clearly tired and emotional. And I went with something that I thought would never happen. And now that we're on the precipice of it happening, or hopefully happening tomorrow, I'm not sure. Does it have to be... Do the milk bars still do those ones that you can that come off? I'm really a tattoo sort of guy, to be honest with you.
Well, once this goes out on the Cat Attack podcast via iTunes, people are going to be aware of it. And there is every chance that this might get played tomorrow in the pregame.
I don't know about that because was I on something?
No,
I wasn't on something, and I didn't think the Cats would get there. To be honest with you,
they still haven't won the flag yet.
No, they haven't. I didn't think they'd be in the grand final, and I'm not the only supporter. Let's be honest. Feedback from the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack podcast listeners, but I'm just wondering how many of them sitting here right now is thinking they thought the Cats would be at the big dance this year. I don't think there'd be many.
No.
And I did say, Kingy, I said some other good things in there other than the tattoo bit.
I can't remember them.
No, I said that they need a new direction, which they've done. The game style's been overhauled. We've spoken about this all year. They've got three or four different pieces playing different roles. And I don't think, you know, they have sort of in some ways blown the place up a little bit. So the only thing I'd say, King, is, and it's been fantastic, that this year has been one that things are probably even better when they're not expected. So there wasn't the expectation this year on the Cats, certainly externally. I mean, I thought they'd play finals. I was not suggesting they were going to miss finals. They had too much talent. But so there's been that air of sort of just enjoying the ride this year because it's come a little bit from left field. But it's been a really, really good ride. I don't think we should underestimate the... You know, the likes of DeConing and what he's done because he's allowed Blitz halves to play a different role. But, looking forward to tomorrow.
So,
King, I'm hungover today. Very hungover.
You are? So you went to a luncheon on Thursday. Today.
And do you know who was at the lunch?
Who
talking
was
at the lunch?
Who was talking there?
Bomber Thompson.
How was he?
He was very, very awkward.
Right.
It was a little bit... Look, he was okay. He's not really great in that sort of forum.
That's not never been his space.
No, I don't know why. He was awkward, and he had Matthew Richardson and Stephen Kernahan with him.
Oh, Stephen Kernahan would have been good value.
Yeah, Sticks. He was good. He knows sort of how to tell a story.
Did he sing Stand By Your Man?
He didn't. He regaled that story, though. But Richo was very good.
Yeah,
very good.
Matty Richardson is outstanding in that sphere.
He is, yes. Do you know he had the most accurate season of a goal kicker in the history of the AFL?
Really?
Yeah.
What did he kick?
he kicked 27-3. You had to have 30 shots a goal.
Yep, and he's gone at 90%.
And he missed most of the year, only played 9 games, and he kicked 27-3.
That's a good return.
To this date, is the most accurate.
Was that the year he did his knee?
Yes.
In 95?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
When the SCG boundary was just a little bit too close.
Correct. But no, he was good. It was a little bit... Merv Hughes was very good.
Merv is very funny.
Merv had the room eating out the palm of his hand. So, no, it was a good day. But yeah, Bomber was... Yeah, it was great to see him there, but he wasn't great.
It was a good day, but what about the night, Benny?
Yeah, well, once the sun went down, I really let down.
Did you?
And I continued to let down. And then
did you see sun up?
Well, I looked up this morning on my phone, and I've dropped about 200 out of my thing, out of my card.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay for a ticket.
Yeah.
So I'm too scared to look what I did purchase. Yeah, there's not a lot of huge memories about getting home, but
right.
And then we.
So how old are you, Ben?
We fizzed wildly.
You're 50.
Yes, I am.
There's a time when that comes to a conclusion.
Yeah, it wasn't last night.
It wasn't.
So well, I need to just sort of make sure front and square tonight in my little charger. Get in there, charge up.
Yeah, you need to be top of your game tomorrow.
Yeah, I will be. So I'll have a good sleep tonight, and we'll be back into it.
Last week, a little bit of humour going into the first break that
yes.
some of our listeners may not have heard. But can you talk to us about the joke that you dropped on me?
Well, I said we were talking about how prelim finals can do funny things to you, and I knew you wanted to get to a break. So I said to you, I said, Kingy, you know, prelims, they just do weird things to you. It's like Viagra. And I could see you desperately wanting to get to a break. And I said...
This is on a billboard, isn't it?
This is an advertising campaign in England at the moment that's running in England at the moment. So what they're obviously advertising is Viagra,
right.
And their catch line or their tag or whatever your fancy word you want to use for it is that it it won't turn you into Daniel Craig, but it will make you Roger Moore. Which is very, very good, isn't it? You can't... And poor old Brenton Sanderson, he nearly fell off his chair because in the break he said, people will turn off if they hear that. I said, no, they won't. They're used to the sort of rubbish that we go on with. And anyway, it's a very good line, though, isn't it?
No, it's very good from you. Very good. All right, the Cats last week, they were at their dominant best. They dismantled a very ordinary Brisbane. They did the job that they needed to do. Brisbane had played two pretty hard-fought finals and looked cooked, and they looked cooked early. From the moment Paddy Dangerfield went back with the flight in the first minute and kicked a goal, you just felt that the Cats were going to hold sway.
Yeah, you did. Love to see a similar type set up tomorrow, just some early touches. Interestingly, Kingy, you know, the first mark of the game was a good one from Holmes in that game. It was a difficult ball out to the wing. He read the flight of the ball, took the mark, kicked it. Dangerfield went back and took the mark and then kicked the goal. So, look, Brisbane, I think you think back, like, I still don't know how they beat Richmond. And then obviously they overran Melbourne, who clearly had put the white flag up for a whole heap of reasons. But Geelong are going to find it a whole lot more difficult tomorrow. It's just the one thing I do think, Kingy, is it just at least instilled some confidence in the group.
Yep.
So some would argue the other thing too, though, is I think we can sometimes get a bit seduced by the team that wins the prelim easily, as opposed to the team that sort of falls over the line. So that team obviously is Geelong.
Well, in 2007, Geelong fell over the line and Port Adelaide gave North Melbourne a touch-up.
Correct.
And then Geelong, we know what happened.
Yes, so that I'm just sort of mindful of that scenario as well. I'd be interesting to see what happens with Reid, whether he plays.
No, well, it looks like he will.
Oh, he couldn't be fit.
So, no, well, Hayden McLean's come in at Logan McDonald's expense.
He's the only
player that's the only
dropped.
Change. Yeah.
I just think Reid's a very important player, and he's actually been in really good form in the back end of the year.
Yep.
So if he's not at 100% fit, which you would think he's not going to be, I mean, groin injuries generally don't go away in a week, do they?
No.
6 days?
Neither do hamstring injuries.
No, that's why I think Geelong have a decision to make with Max Holmes.
So they still haven't made that. As of we're recording this at 4 o'clock Friday afternoon, Max Holmes did somewhat of a fitness test in Geelong this morning. He wasn't part of the training, the captain's run on the MCG this afternoon. I suspect he's a game day decision.
Yeah, I'd suspect if he's not part of the training today,
they not trained him because he's done a session this morning and they've pushed him this morning.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great, though, does it?
Oh, not necessarily. They might have just said, look, we've got enough K's in your legs today. You don't need to do anything this afternoon.
He would have thought he'd do whatever the rest of the group's doing if he was fit.
Maybe not.
Maybe. I think it's a gamble. He has been very good.
I think it's a risk.
I do too, particularly when you've got fit, experienced players waiting in the wings. That's what makes the decision.
So who's the player? So Mark O'Connor's been touted almost as the inclusion by Chris Scott at the media conference today.
Yeah, I heard that. Well, I mean, Menegola is the one that is like for like.
Hasn't played since round 22.
Yeah, I know. That's the concern. But he is that defensive sort of running wingman that can play the role of Holmes.
Holmes, yeah.
So he's the direct swap. If you brought in Parfitt, you would have to take somebody out of the midfield to play the role on the wing.
Well, Tui would have to go under the wing, wouldn't he?
Probably. Tui onto the wing and then Parfitt goes into the middle.
Yep.
So there are good options there, but I really think it's crucial. They can't be any doubt on Max Holmes. He can't be going in at 90% as a 20-year-old kid with 30 games under his belt, not fully fit for a grand final. Not when you have guys waiting who have been valuable contributors and who, you know, what, 100-plus game players, Parfitt and Menegola?
Yep.
Yeah, so they just got to get that right. Now, they need to be 100% that he is 100%. Otherwise, you're just unfortunate. He doesn't play.
Yeah, they can't afford to. Then you would hope that the right decision's made. And it's one of those ones, though, that you could make the wrong decision, but you get away with it too.
Yes, yes, you could.
And that's happened before in grand finals.
Well, Sydney are doing the same with Reid.
Yeah.
He's very important to them, though, because he's a key position player.
Is Sam Reid one that this is you're going to play, but this might be it for you? Because he's at the back end of his career.
Yes, maybe. Well, they might. I mean, they might even have a plan where they just try and get, you know, half out of him. Because he's been in good form. He's a good mark. And you notice when he went out of the game against Collingwood, and I mean, there are obviously other factors, but when he went out of the game against Collingwood, then Collingwood took over. Yep. And Sydney looked lifeless up forward after he went out. Right. Now, I'm not saying that's the sole reason, but he's a very good presence, particularly in the air, because Franklin, I know he did last week, but he's not generally a aerialist. He's more of a sort of a giant half forward flanker, a little bit in the mold of Jeremy Cameron's probably the same.
Yep. The I was going to say the midi sub's interesting because you can use it to tactical advantage in a grand final.
Yes, you can.
Yep. You can use it to tactical advantage every week.
Well, but Port Adelaide did it all year.
Yeah, but there's less scrutiny, I think, grand final day. Well, doing it like post grand final because you're not playing next week.
That's right. And if you just did all the rules to your advantage. So that's
well, that's if the loophole's there, you might as well go through the loophole.
Yeah, love a loophole. Mm. Have you ever been into a loophole?
No, I haven't been into a loophole.
Haven't you?
No. Key matchups.
Yep.
So Jake Colajasny said he's likely to get Isaac Heaney when he comes inside the Ford 50.
When did he say this?
I said it today at the off the parade.
So guarantee he won't be playing on Heaney.
DeConing will go to Franklin?
No, I wouldn't.
Who would you send to Franklin?
I'd send Colajasny to Franklin.
Right. So who's going to does DeConing go to McLean?
Yes.
Right. So who goes to Heaney when he comes?
Henry.
Forward? Henry goes to Heaney.
Buse goes to Papley.
Yep.
And
Will Haywood, who gets Haywood?
Well, Tom Stewart.
Yep. Haywood's a very tricky player.
He is, yeah.
Ball hits the deck. He gets overlooked because of Papley. I think he's just as effective as Papley.
He is good. They're the matchups I'd have. I just think Franklin, Collingwood got too smart by half last week putting Maynard on him, probably thinking he might be able to exploit Buddy, who doesn't, defence is not his strong suit.
No.
But it ended up backfiring on them because he actually outmarked him, and it helped Sydney get off to a flyer. Geelong, you need to play a player who's disciplined and is prepared to sacrifice their own game just to play a defensive role. And that player is Colajasny for mine.
Yep. Callum Mills is one they can't afford to let off the chain.
Well, he'll probably go and try and sort of tag someone, won't he?
Be fine.
Play on
footy.
Someone. Yeah, he does, yeah. I think he's only had less than 20 once this year.
So he had 27 against the Magpies last week. I'm just having a look at his numbers for the season, Benny. AFL tables is a wonderful thing. He had 13 against Essendon in the loss in round 16. Hard to believe they lost to Essendon, Sydney. That was their last loss. And he had 18 in round 23 against St Kilda when Q was a little bit in the rack. So outside of that, he's the Swans' leading disposal getter for the year. He averages about 25 a game, which is fairly impressive darts. The ruck battle will be interesting. Stanley Hickey's a ruckman that Stanley could actually get on top of.
Potentially. Former teammates.
Yep. They spent two or three together at St Kilda. He's had more clubs than Jack Nicholas. The Cats forward line who gets what matchups from the Swans is the question.
Well, Paddy McCartan goes to Hawkins. I think Tom McCartan goes to Cameron.
Yep.
I'd be suggesting that Rampy goes to Gary Rowan.
Yep.
Very interesting that, Kingy.
Do you have to be slightly defensive on Nick Blakey?
Yes.
Because he could just carve
it
up.
Well, he's the other one that might go to Cameron.
Yep.
And then who else have we got up there? Close.
Yep, Jake Lloyd.
And then you've got Myers.
Yep. Robbie Fox might go to Myers.
Or Fox. Florence would have been a half-back type player.
Florence had a great year in a different role.
Yeah, he's been very, very good. So, yeah, it's an interesting matchup. I don't think anyone will tag in the midfield. I think that'll be a bit of a free reign from both clubs. You just need to, I think Park is the one that you really need to be careful of because he's very good. He marks the ball, he kicks goals, and he's very good around the ball. So he's one that I'd be looking
to. If there's a player that's going to get a tagging role from Sydney, it might be Ryan Clark.
Yes. Who would he go to?
Cam Guthrie.
Maybe.
I think Guthrie's Geelong's most damaging midfielder. He's the one with his use of the footy that is hurting opposition sides.
He's very good. He's having a great year.
Yeah, the last two thirds of the year.
Will he win the best and first?
Cam Guthrie.
Yeah.
Stewart, if factoring in how they use their voting system for games missed, Stewart may still win it, but Cam Guthrie will go very close. And Jeremy Cameron's obviously going to go extremely close too.
Well, they'll be top three.
Would have thought, with Hawkins just maybe outside.
Yeah. There's plenty of blokes putting their hand up.
Bloke called Atkins might poll very well too.
He will. The skipper will play well tomorrow.
Skipper will play.
I guarantee. I'll pencil
it. Is it the last time we see the skipper?
I don't know, Kingy, to be honest with you. If they win, I'd say there's probably a good chance he'd go out with on a high. If they lose,
it's a thing that's motivated him for a long time.
Yeah, and he's 34. He's having a really good year, Selwood.
Yeah.
He's had a really, he's probably not the player that he was 5 or 6 years ago, but he's had a really solid year and he's been really good in key games. He's had a few down games. Well, that's going to happen to anybody. But I think he's had a really, really good year. He's been sort of managed well. He seems quite fresh. He's not carrying, doesn't appear to be carrying sort of any injuries. So I've really been, that's the other side of the coin. He's not sort of limping to the line.
Oh, no, his final series has been outstanding.
Yeah, so anyway, I don't know. I'm sure it's something he'll talk about. The fact that he's... Yeah, I think there's a very good chance it is the last time we see him if they win.
Catters 07, what a week we have ahead of us. Well, we're only one day away now, but thank you, Catters 07, for hitting us early Sunday. Hope that Max Holmes gets up. It was huge in the first quarter Friday night, but if there's any doubt, they can't play him. Should be a cracker next Saturday. I'm confident the Cats can get up. However, if we are to lose, I'd be okay with that. To lose to Sydney, they are a great club. Have a great call and get the Pussycats home for us.
Yes. Well done.
We look forward to it.
Thank you. Agree with all of that.
You concur.
Yes.
Oz E. Sparky, who do you think guys will think will present the cup? I think Cameron Ling will.
Yeah.
No, he will. What's your tip for Norm Smith? Cameron Guthrie for me.
Norm Smith. I'll say Tom Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Call to Daddy. Not a question, but after the Swans game earlier in the season, I bumped into Joel Selwood at the airport and said, good game, Skip. He said to me, they were shit. We're better than that and nothing good came of that game. Had a good conversation with him for a few minutes. Obviously, they knew they were capable of that and the game was not what they wanted. Myself and Benny have said all year we weren't up for it. Maybe we should listen to the feel of Skipper more. Anyway, I'm going to my first grand final and absolutely stoked. Thanks for the year. It's a weekly highlight.
Oh, great. Who's that?
I called to Daddy.
Oh, yeah. The skipper, where did he run on the skipper at the airport?
Yeah, after round two.
After the Sydney game?
Yep.
I had a look at that game. Geelong kicked 10-17 in that game, I think.
They did. They actually had 30 points.
They had 9 more scoring shots and lost.
Yep, correct.
I think they kicked 13-5.
Sydney were always winning that night. Buddy's 1,000th.
Yeah, it was. Geelong were up against it. And the Cats, I'm happy to say and to report, the Cats have evolved since then. Mm. And so too have Sydney, but Geelong are a different beast than they were back in round two.
Cats. Loved your work all year, gents. Quick one. Socially acceptable for a 30-plus-year-old male to rock a Cats jumper to the grand final, yes or no?
Oh, that's right. That is right on the borderline. Paraphernalia.
Yeah.
I think because it's a grand final, if it's round 18, no.
Yeah.
I think you can get away with it in a granny. And... But yeah, it's right on the borderline.
Fred Ledeux, after we said we were scrapping till Wednesday, now we're Friday, he just said the Geelong late change syndrome is obviously infectious.
Yes.
Cat is 07 has told Cats, it's absolutely acceptable to go full nuffy on grand final day.
Yeah, that's probably fair enough.
Fox Dog 50, this is not a question. I just want to say, let's bring it home, boys. I honestly, at the start of the year, thought we were no chance to win the grand final. I honestly thought we'd finish between 6th and 8th and was hoping for us to blood more kids as I was hoping for a bit of a reveal, but I'm more than happy to put my hand up and admit I was totally wrong.
Yes.
But if you ask most Cat fans, I would have thought 95% of them would agree the same.
Yes, well, I offered up tattoo sort of arrangements.
Yes. Yeah. That's how. Are you going to follow through?
The way I'm feeling at the minute, I could follow through. Right. Oh, you mean with the tattoo?
Yeah.
Well, do I have to? Because... Yeah, he's got a beard now, hasn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Right.
Would I be able to use...
Fox Dog, no. Would I be able to use
some of the follicles that are already sort of barnacled to the dot at the minute as the beard?
No.
What?
Move on. What? Fox Dog 50 also said, Kingy, do you follow the Swans or am I imagining that? No, you're not imagining that. I grew up a Swans supporter. I still have a soft spot for them, but you know, that's diminished. And I did reply to somebody who questioned that. They said I was a massive Swans supporter. Benny, I think you can agree I'm not a massive Swans supporter.
No. Do you classify yourself as a Geelong supporter, though?
Well, probably. Well, not a Geelong supporter, but I'm a Geelong follower.
Yes.
Would be the best way to describe
it. So who do you barrack for?
Well, I don't really barrack for anybody.
So you don't really, you're not busily watching Sydney's every game?
No. If they're on and I'm available to watch it, I'll watch it. But yeah. I'm not one who goes back and watches it during the week or anything like that. Yeah. I haven't done that. I've been at K-Rock 15 years. Since I started here, I've, you know, genuinely interested in what Geelong are doing because of work. So.
Yeah.
So I'd be, as I said, to be able to, you know, you haven't done it. I haven't done it, and that's to call a Geelong win on K-Rock.
Are we on the DVD?
There is no radio call going on the DVD. It's going on the Blu-ray.
Oh, the whole Blu-ray.
If Geelong win. So,
what's a Blu-ray?
Well, it's similar. It's a disc that goes in.
So we'll be on that?
We'll be on that if Geelong win.
Oh, this is exciting, Kingy. Yeah. I'm going to go and pan a bit of gold tonight.
So follow the Swans tomorrow, desperately wanting the Cats to win. Tizza, 0791.
Well, you can't really lose it, can you?
I can. Pretty good for K-Rock when Geelong wins a flag.
But at least you've got your second team or your team you like in there as well. Yeah.
Thanks for a ripper year, Kingy and Casper, and by extension, Neildy and Jace. Whatever happens on Saturday, it's been lovely listening to the calls and the podcast along the way. A chance it has already been addressed, but with Neildy's new role, will we continue hearing him on the airwaves next year, or will this Saturday be his last set of extra special comms for a while? To be determined, but South Barham playing a Saturday afternoon for... Predominantly, Neildy will be available, we believe, for Friday nights and Sundays.
Yep.
So we will see him, and maybe even Saturday nights at GMHBA. So he will still be involved. Son of God 29, lads, thanks for another year. Just call home those mighty Cats on Saturday afternoon to premiership number 10. Those 9 other cups are lonely. Can't believe that our club is in another GF. That's 10 in 33 years since 1989. Seriously nervous about this one. I had the same feeling in 2008, but I hope the result is positive. Tipping that Hawk, Jez, Paddy and Joel will be massive on Saturday, but Cam Guthrie to be best on ground. Let's go, you Cats.
Who's your sneaky sort of second or third tier player that if they play well, you think Geelong will win?
I can see Jake Colajasny going full Shane Allen and kicking 4 or 5.
No, that won't happen. who is that player, though?
Who would be the second tier?
For me, it's Myers. When he plays well, I'm not saying he's the difference, but when he plays it's a general sign we're up and about. Yeah.
He's a barometer. Yeah. Second tier player that might... Oh, Stanley?
Yep.
Could have a big one in the ruck.
Yep.
Catters 28. Today I was rather bored, so I went back and listened to the September 23, 2021 edition of the Cat Attack podcast.
No.
Catters 28, we have touched on this. Yes, Ben is very nervous. And Patience has said you must include the long hair and beard on the tattoo.
Yes, well, I haven't got any tattoos, King. I'm a clean skin, so I don't know.
You're a blank canvas.
Yeah, do you think the tattoo artist, when I sort of bear my... Is there a place you need to get it put?
You just put it straight on the rump, I reckon.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Anyway,
I'll have to find a tattooist who's prepared to sort of...
I did have to ask the question of where it was in the podcast. I wasn't going to listen to the whole hour of the podcast. And Aussie Sparky just said, maybe check the arse end of it, which was very good. So I've found it. And Howler 41, well, here we are, grand final day after last year's prelim loss. I thought our era was done. Credit to the coaches, recruiters and players for buying into a new game style. Great to see a couple of lesser lights have big games on the final stage. The big Ukrainian at one stage had 17 possessions at 100% efficiency and ruled back down like an Eastern European dictator. Did he end up with 100% for his 23 possessions? He had 23, which was a career high.
Yeah, no, I think he got to 21 of 21. Yep. I think one might have gone skew if late.
Yeah, right. So, but he's still running about 95%.
Yes. Yep. He played out of his ass.
Yes, he did. That was one of the best games of his career.
Yes.
Yep. Hoping Max Holmes can get up and the hamstring is okay. Stanley and Blitz have done a big job. He has dominated us several times and nullifying him could be a huge step towards victory. He's hoping Jezza turns it on. The skipper does his thing. And by 5 p.m. Saturdays, his pants around ankles. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Tom and the Buddha, do we need a Max Rook moment, also known as a tackle on Raf Clark in 2009 to get us started? Cannot stomach a slow start.
We just need it. Yeah, we need some confidence early. Confidence, I think, is crucial, obviously, for any sports man or woman, but particularly for Geelong. If they start well, that's why I thought those couple of touches early in that prelim, albeit Geelong probably go on and win anyway, but I think it just helps settle the side if a couple of players handle the ball cleanly, because we did see, I thought Geelong looked pretty fumbly early against Collingwood.
Yep.
And you know, it's been a theme in finals at times. Geelong have looked a little shaky, fumbly, and we just, you know, you just need to get some key players doing the right things early, just setting the tone. And that's the key. What do you think, Kingy, is the sentiment of Geelong fans going into tomorrow?
Confident.
Yeah, I think they are too. Yeah. I'm a bit of a pessimistic fan at times, but I was talking to a few people during the week, I think if Geelong play well, they'll win. Sydney could play well and not win. So I think Geelong's best is better than Sydney's. It's a matter of whether they can bring it. And I just think a couple of those matchups, they'll be really interested to see Franklin, who goes to Franklin. I'm just hoping it's Kolar Jasny coming off what he did last week and his ability just to go and negate someone, because you need someone to negate Franklin. You don't worry about them getting the ball. I wouldn't be trying to get somebody on him who can run off him. Mm. Just go to him and shut him down, because if Reed's not fully fit, I think it creates an issue for them in terms of their goal kicking.
Daz Broncos, great work all season long, both on the podcast and all the calls. You blokes put in a lot of time and we fans on the outer appreciate it. How full is the fine jar after being passed around post the skipper's shot at Benny? Best drive by all year. Kingy in the good books clearly there this week.
Yes, he did drop the old F-bomb. Hats off too to Daz and all our listeners of both the podcast and K-Rock Footy. So, it's always good to have the interaction with people who you don't know, obviously, but who have a theme, and the Cats are that theme. So it's been great to get all that feedback throughout the year. And Daz is obviously does it tougher than most in terms of the hours he has to be watching games. It's in the middle of the night for him. So, we do appreciate it and the support. And when you have a season like this, let's hope the Cats can finish the deal. But when you have a season like this, it makes it even sort of more special to follow a team that, what's the stat, Kingy, about the Cats in the finals or something? They've had prelim finals they've played in the last.
Oh, they'd won one of six.
Yeah, but just in terms of playing in at least a prelim.
Oh, in terms of at least a prelim. So since 2000, do you want to go back to 2004 when they played in one, or do you want to start
in
2007?
Yeah, what is it from 2004?
From 2004. So 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 13, 16, 17, 19, 21,
22.
So 13 of the last, 16 years, 17 years.
That is extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
they haven't got to a prelim at 12, 15, 12, 14, 15, 18. Yeah. Yeah, so it's 12 or 16.
Yes.
So they're running at 75%.
It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is extraordinary, Kingy?
What's extraordinary?
Right in front of me here is this hand sanitizer that we use religiously.
Well, you do, yeah.
But it's killing. Do you know what? It kills 99.99% of germs. So what is that 0.01%? Well, what germ is that?
I don't know, Benny.
Why wouldn't you just say it kills? Because is that in case it doesn't kill?
Yeah, you've got to leave yourself with a little bit of wriggle room legally.
I think it should list the germs that doesn't kill.
Right.
Do you think?
Benny?
Yes.
If I could find something that could kill whatever germs you produce.
I've got,
You've got some issues. Benny, who wins the Norm Smith?
I think Tommy Stewart.
Right. What did Geelong win by?
I think Geelong win by 19 points.
Right. I said 23, I think, and Cam Guthrie for me. A couple of things. Carrick Footy live from midday.
Yes, looking forward to it.
Joining us, Tom Harley.
Yes.
I went one-on-one with him today, so I'll play that interview back. Nigel Lappin's going to join us from a Cat's point of view.
Yes.
Bernard Toohey.
The old Huck.
He's going to join us, which is fantastic. Of course, played for both the Cats and the Swans. I think 90-odd games with the Cats and maybe about 120-odd.
He was an absolute star.
He was a gun. And we're also going to get the crystal ball out and have a look at what we said back in round one, and it's going to embarrass a few of us.
I love getting the crystal balls out.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.